This is an episode removal. In this one, we have Xenia Nut.
Oh my god, fuck this.
Also met the Fia.
Victory is my destiny.
Got it, Griffin.
That is bullshit.
Kia Shannon. Ah! Shaniko.
Why are we yelling?
A terrible fierce deity.
I hate Beck. He's awful.
Mysterio.
There's something exorcisty about her. She made up her own name.
Sonic, but not the Android.
I think I'ma take a nap.
And the worst, he's still just a nap. I think he'd be quiet by now.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Anyways, this is an epic scout maneuver and life like this track. Enjoy!
Okay, you have to say victory is my destiny. Do it.
Victory is my destiny.
A little bit slow. He's so close, it's almost scary.
What are you guys talking about?
Okay, say it again, but you gotta do it a little. It's a little bit slower, with a pause between victory and then is my destiny.
Victory is my destiny.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Exactly. Holy shit.
Dude.
Okay.
Where's it from?
Okay, so now it's official. Shiko is now Alfred, Al, and Otto is now Meta Knight. Awesome.
What? No one?
Just make. Fade, do you understand now?
I minus one.
Air five.
Fade.
Check this out.
Yeah, you already showed me.
Fit. Is Fit even here?
I don't think so.
Fit.
I hate when I join a game, and apparently it's a Korean player, and they use an English keyboard, and they, like, create, like, English games on the West server, and I fight them, and then I realize they're Korean, because they Zerg rush me in about 30 seconds.
Yeah, you know you're fighting a Korean when you get killed in about 10 seconds in.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's bullshit.
Oh,
they fucking four-pull.
Oh, man. That shit's insane. Like, I was fighting this one Korean, and by the time I had maybe a couple of bunkers and a barracks built, they showed me their map. And they had just completely taken over the entire map. I'm like, oh my god, fuck this.
It's because Koreans can macro like you wouldn't believe. StarCraft is a spectator sport over in Korea. You can make a career out of playing that
game. Goddamn agents, get off the West server, man. It's bullshit.
It's because most of them... It's like a half and half thing. Most of them go to the west side just to troll US users. Meanwhile, the other half do it just to have fun.
Zerg rush, ki.
Fuck yeah, Zerg rush. I don't know what's going on.
Why are we yelling?
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Who is yelling?
Griff.
What?
Griff, we heard like yelling from your end.
I'm not yelling.
Like,
and it's Ryan
in the background.
Yeah, my room's dead silent.
It's not dead silent.
Okay, so I tried to go bring Kia in, but it lagged, and now she thinks that we don't want her in. But it wasn't my fault. So I'm like, what the fuck?
Who's Eric?
Sonic.
You got some stuff. I love your city.
And there's some scary things going on from outside.
It sounds like some weird.
Okay, so that's
channel.
What I was hearing.
Yeah, it's probably
I'm
what.
Lagging. I don't know why. I have an idea why, but I'm lagging ridiculously. I'm trying to bring Kia in, but I can't because I'm lagging. Someone else.
She already got added. I pity.
Awesome. That means I have some windows to close when it stops lagging. Hilarious.
Is there anybody in here who likes Beck?
Like the manga?
No. Musician. Beck. He had some good stuff in the...
I hate Beck.
I don't think...
Well, how do you hate Beck?
Because he's awful.
How is he awful?
He just is. Who cares? Opinions. LOLOL.
Well, he just did he redid the entire Velvet Underground and Nico album recently. It's actually decent covers.
Clicking the X button till it closes. Gotta click it 80,000 times.
That's what Beck sounds like when
you're gonna kill yourself.
He wants some too. Sorry, I'm gonna laugh. You like.
Beck has a really drony voice. It's cool though. I think it fits the music.
Did you hear what she said?
There we go.
I don't like this woman. There's something exorcist-y about her. She made up her own word.
Mr. Christopher, are you still here?
Exorcist-y? Cheese and crackers?
Mr. Christopher. He's not here anymore, is he? Did he go BRB or something?
Yeah.
Chris, are you here or are you not here? Redundant questions are a go.
I'll be right back, guys.
Alright.
Alright.
So I think Sonic said... Oh, there he is.
I have no idea what's going on.
I don't know. Everybody's here except Fid, who said BRB, and Chris, who hasn't said anything yet.
Fid said he was going to go take a nap.
No.
Yeah, he did.
He just said up there that he was going to take a nap. I think I'm going to take a nap.
I did say I was going to take a nap, but I said be right back for right now. I'm not taking a nap yet.
Ha! Fuckers. Chris, say something.
Me neither.
Da.
Did you say da? Like, was that one you?
Yes.
Okay. So now okay, now I get it. Chris, your mic is like a little bit low, dude. Oh my god, everybody's talking when it's completely useless because we all have mics.
Well,
yeah.
We don't want to talk over you since you're the only one who is talking.
I'm near Palmdale area in Cali. It's cool.
A mic is a microphone. How are you? How do you feel that hurts?
Hello?
A mic is a mic, of course.
Hello?
Hi, Chris. Dude, that's probably why there was static. It's the background of Mr. Christopher's mic.
Hello?
Hi.
Actually.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I was joking.
I'm testing something here. Is it going loud and quiet?
No, it's not really changing, dude.
There's a static, Chris, I think.
You are lagging so bad.
No, that was me. My phone is flailing it like that.
You know, I really want some black licorice right now.
Ew.
That's like sugar and evil, man.
Sugar and evil, more like sugar and like deliciousness.
If deliciousness is evil.
Yeah, to each his own. To each his own.
I love black licorice. I could eat that for like days, and I'd probably go into a diabetic coma by the time I finally don't want anymore.
Sounds about right.
I'm lucky that the good stuff's so expensive, but the Twizzler stuff is nasty crap.
What are your thoughts on pull and peel?
I don't know what that is.
It's a type of Twizzler. It's like these. It's like
stuff. They're delicious.
No, this
sounds
horrible.
Like a sexual innuendo.
Oh, shut up, Chris. You know what pull and peel is, you son of a bitch.
Okay, those Twizzlers are delicious.
I know exactly what it is, but my statement still stands.
You make a good point, Mr. Christopher. I can see you.
You know the gallon boxes of red vines?
Yes.
Nasty crap. We had a person spend the night, though, and in one night ate a whole gallon of those things.
Ew.
Could you choose a different weight of measurement than gallon? Gallon's painting a weird picture in my head.
Oh, okay, because
I'm seeing that as liquid licorice.
Yeah. It might as well be, fuck, he ate it all, so it might as well be eventually.
Oh,
pounds of licorice.
Yeah.
Over 9,000 pounds. About 8 pounds of licorice.
Who's doing that? They should be ashamed of themselves.
I look white, but I'm not white.
Holy shit, Otto.
Okay, so it is her.
Otto.
Yes.
I've got the same shit as you.
Looks same like she's shit. Already dead.
Oh, what? Yeah, ethnicity.
Hey, has anybody here ever played Mega Man X2 or X3? Because I've only played regular.
I have, and so has Chris, because we both have the X collection. Why?
New Super Mario.
Don't know if they're any good or not.
They're pretty good. They're pretty good.
I played Mega Man X and loved it. So
if you loved X, then definitely do X2 and X3.
All right, cool. Because X5 was also really good, and 4.
6 is the best in the series, easily.
No shit, that's the only one I haven't played as far as the PlayStation series.
Oh, get on that. It's the best in the series by far. A lot of people will tell you otherwise, but they usually sucked at the game, so.
Yeah, everybody says this shit's really hard.
X6 is easily the hardest one in the series. I'll give them that, but I don't think it's a hard game. If I can beat the entire game as Armorless X without any upgrades, yeah, it's a fucking easy game.
I'm pretty good at X. I mean, I could beat the game no problem on whatever. But that's the only X I've actually played besides 4 and 5.
Well, X3 is the first one you get to be Zero in.
Ah, cool.
And X2, you don't get the Hadouken in X2, but you do get the Shoryuken, if I remember correctly.
Oh, bitchin'. Makes sense to me. But yeah, everybody keeps telling me, get 7.
Yeah, okay. I hated 7. It was mediocre. Most people, there are basically three different types of people who like 7 and recommend it. One is the ridiculously
fanboys,
stupid fanboy.
Fanboys and fanboys.
No, and one's the fanboy, and they played it when it was like their first RPG, so they're like, oh my god, this was amazing. But if they were to play it now, they're like, you know. The other one is the kind that hates it for no real reason. They might not even have played it, they just hate it for the popularity it got. I don't know why. And then
Jonas
the last...
Brothers Effect.
What Brothers Effect?
The Jonas Brothers Effect. Basically the pop band effect, where you don't even have to hear the music, you hate it because it's popular. A lot
I hate it because
that.
I was a security officer and had to stand through a concert of it.
Oh, that makes sense. You have the right to hate it then, man.
Alright.
Good job, you've earned the right to hate a teen on band.
Oddly enough, there were lots of girls my age there, which was confusing.
That's very creepy, actually.
They're not that young.
There are also lots of, 4-year-olds.
For a while, I had a good charade going.
Have you guys seen the South Park episode that had the Jonas Brothers in it?
Yeah. The purity rings! That way we can sell the sex to the children, because Christians are fucking stupid!
Yeah.
The fucking Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, Mickey. Oh, that wasn't cool.
Anyways, I'm working on Josie's computer, so I have the speakers on so I can hear you. There.
So make Josie be your substitute.
Josie's not home.
What the fuck?
Neither is Shelby.
Double what the fuck?
That's why I'm working on it, because they're gone.
Triple what the fuck?
Pancakes.
Dude, I could go for some pancakes right now.
Banana ocklet pancakes?
Any kind of fucking... I don't care what kind of pancakes they are, as long as they're in my mouth and I'm eating them and chewing. Drowning the delicious syrup known as Miss Jemima or Aunt Jemima.
Aunt Jemima. I'm actually
Jemima's witnesses.
Jemima's witnesses.
Best cult ever.
Oh man, I
could really go for some pancakes. Actually, now I'm starving.
Oh, you know what's confusing? When they call things by things that aren't the things they're things of.
I don't think Uncle Jemima would appreciate.
Like Latter-day Saints? They're not Latter-day Saints, they're fucking Mormons.
I just call them present-day Saints.
my brother's a Mormon.
How does he live?
I don't know.
Just call him annoying advertisers.
No, he does a lot of drugs, which is what I'm kind of confused about.
Have you guys had the Jehovah's Witnesses that come to your door to sell you their religion?
Those are all
Jehovah's
Witnesses.
Yeah, I put a restriction order on their asses.
Lots of those.
They will never come to my house again, ever.
I put a restriction order.
They're actually afraid of my house now.
They don't
because
do?
Of
something
I did.
If they step past my fence, they'll get their ass arrested.
When they came over to the house, they had their pamphlets. and they were doing the whole spiel about the religion. I said, hold on one moment, I have to go get something quite important to me. I forgot to grab it earlier, I just gotta go grab it, I'll be right back, then you can continue telling me about your religion. Then they said, okay. So I left, and then I grabbed a lighter and a thing of red chalk. And then I went back to the door, and then I took their pamphlets, and I said, so this pamphlet is a good way to find out about your religion. And then they said yes. So I said, would you consider it a good representative of your religion then? And they said, well, it's an object. I said, yes, I see that, but I'm just saying in a spiritual sense. And then they said, yes. I think that was a full of shit reply for them to say, and I guess they were just trying to do that to get me to believe it. So I'm like, all right then, in that case, and then I went outside and they followed me to my driveway. And then I drew a pentagram on the driveway. And then I pulled out the lighter, and I held up the pamphlet. I said, in that case, I sacrifice this to my Lord Satan. And I lit it on fire, and put it on the pentagram, and then cackled deviously.
It would have been a little better if you called him something other than Satan, like Mephistopheles or Azrael or something.
I actually said Cthulhu, but I couldn't think of the name at the time.
Lord Lucifer.
Cthulhu's good. Actually, it's better. Any of the elder gods are better than Satan.
Cthulhu.
Oh, man.
Because I remember after they took off, I had to explain to my neighbor who Cthulhu was. Cthulhu. Lala.
Dude, that's
horrible.
That's
and
great.
Now that I've done that in hindsight, I wish I had done...
creator and his shoe.
Now that I've done that, though, in hindsight, I should have said Lord Zom. Would have made me so much happier.
Oh, man. That's a great thing. My dad just answers the door naked when he sees Jehovah's Witness.
My dad's on that too, man.
it's kind of fucked up because he's like, he holds on serious conversations with them, and they like try to look away. But
he's all serious
face
like, and all business.
No, I find it's best.
My dad's
don't look directly
into it.
It's
creepy though. It's creepy because the one time it wasn't a Jehovah's Witness, it was one of my friends, and I had to explain that for like weeks. Like, okay. Now how do I explain my dad answering the door naked? I just want you to think about the
you
situation.
Don't.
Yeah, it just makes it worse when you try to explain it.
Wait, you just say, my dad was naked. Get over it.
Yeah. Get over it!
Get over it. It was God's original intention.
Man, remember that thing we were talking about with Dark about the people you were talking to about rape?
I yes. remember that.
That was hilarious.
Not rape if you yell surprise.
Indeed, indeed. Indian, Irish, German, Italian, Swedish, Slovak, Scottish, and possibly English. Huh.
I'm part African, but not black African.
Black African.
No, I'm not. I'm not black. I'm just part African.
But fucking in.
What?
One of the original British. Because my great-great-great-whatevers were apparently came down from England. And
oh, so they came, did they?
Yeah, they came.
On African people, and that's where they
came. Yeah, exactly. FID gets it. Fucking,
oh,
you get
man,
it.
Man, Finn.
You know
Finn
you know
in with the on. Fucking goal. I pass the ball, and he's just like, swoosh, motherfucker. Finn, the fucking
oh, thank
genius.
You. Perfect.
And I think I completely missed what was said.
Griffin's an accident.
Yeah. A little bit.
Oh, who here wants to hear something interesting?
No.
Do I have to?
No.
Oh, really?
No! Really?
Go for it.
No, right. Really?
I was an accident too, but the way it happened was my mom was sterile, and they had a car accident, and then she was pregnant.
Yeah.
That's the
hell?
Strangest way of... maybe
that's
she got
the weirdest joke I've ever heard.
It's not a joke. It actually happened. It was something interesting. Not a joke.
It works, though. I mean, Jesus was conceived through strange ways. Fid was conceived via car. That would explain his attraction! It all makes sense!
What? What attraction?
I've had the epiphany
what are
you here.
Talking about?
You guys.
Fid's attracted to cars, and the reason is because he was conceived via a car.
The funny thing, is that my dad was confused at first because he hadn't had sex with my mom in like a week. And then so he was
came back at the wrong time.
I have knowledge. Pretty much. Hey. Guys.
Hey.
I have some knowledge that's probably going to earn me a one-way ticket to hell.
One way?
I think Jesus was a rape child.
Possibly.
Jesus was God and conceived himself.
I like the Family Guy. They're like, who do you think invented dry humping? And it just goes back, and then Gabriel's standing there. He's like, so Mary, what are you doing tonight?
This is great.
Let's that see. Or she was raped in her sleep.
Let's see.
Is somebody playing Animal Crossing?
That's the wet dream of the angel.
Kiasarin is.
Oh.
What?
Jesus, I'm going to
Chuck Norris. Still haven't called roll call yet. I'm thoroughly upset. Well,
you
not that
know
really.
What? Sorry, you may call it. Proceed.
Okay, roll.
Here.
She's not here. Fuck.
Beer.
But I said
beer.
Vid, you're not like a little 8-year-old, so I can't really see you being roll. That would confuse me. Don't you fucking dare.
I can do it. You know what? I can do it.
Who am I? Can I be like, who's forgetful in whatever series?
Case.
I'm whoever that is.
You don't want to be.
Okay. Then I'm not. Then who am I?
You're Griff. Last I checked. Okay, so I guess I should. Should I actually call roll? Should I actually do that?
Yeah.
Does it matter?
Just re-edit it in the beginning.
But it would make it convenient so that I don't have to look for quotes for the introduction. Well, I'm still going to be doing that. Fuck.
Yeah, exactly. So, roll the call.
I wonder if there's ever been an a cappella band that, like, performs over Skype.
Yes.
Would be very cool. There has been.
They're called the Skype Maneuvers.
I would hire them to play Beach Boys covers for, like, hours.
What the fuck?
I would sit back going... Yes.
Really? Beach Boys?
Hey,
I'll be honest, I've actually tried to set something like that up, but obviously not Beast Boys, or whatever you said.
Beach Boys, man.
Yeah, beach, right.
Come on, Pet Sounds great, man.
I don't even know what that is.
It's one of their albums.
The only thing of the Beach Boys that I know is that one of their songs is practically the whole main theme for Rush Hour.
Yeah, they...
Griffin, do you know Brad Neely?
Who?
Brad Neely.
I've heard the name.
Do you know this guy? I know his name.
Well, no.
Well, of course you do. I just told it to him, you son of a bitch.
You ever see the Washington thing? Like, Washington, 6 feet tall, weighs a motherfucking 10?
What? I just looked up Brad Neely and I got some comic book artist.
He's not a comic book artist, he makes cartoons. They're funny.
Oh, what? Well, they sound hilarious.
They are. Watch
my name, though. And I've seen the picture on the Wikipedia.
Did you guys know that pigs can fly?
I did.
Hey, Griffin, check superdeluxe.com. It'll forward you to the part of adultswim.com that has his stuff. It's awesome.
Oh, he did. He was the one behind all the Super Deluxe stuff. Okay.
Yeah, Baby Cakes and Professor Brothers.
Yeah, I remember that stuff.
The Super Professorio Brothers.
Is it truly y'all so stupid? Is that the black plank on the left? It looks like
Smokey.
It.
You took
Griffin,
my baby
click that
from
link.
Me.
I will click it. Now.